So again, the teaching is taken from differentiating the Majjhimaka from limited viewpoint. Today's teaching continues with where we left off yesterday, where the first section in 7 points relating to unparalleled practice that relinquishes limited viewpoints was explained. Today, the second division, also in 7 points, will be explained. So first there is a brief explanation which says that limited viewpoints in the context of conceptual states of mind, then are again presented in 7 points, are said this following presentation, the detailed one, is then in 7 points. So there were different types of limited viewpoints explained in the division from yesterday, which was also in 7 points. In addition to that, this one is also presented also in 7 points. And as was said, this presentation as well relates to limited viewpoints in the context of conceptuality. So again, as in the previous division, in 7 points, each point then points to two types of limited viewpoints. So the first two, the first pair, then is the limited viewpoint where one regards things or phenomena as truly existing. Then there is the second, which relates to regarding phenomena as non-existent, not existing at all.
Tenen tani ji nyenbo ome lam de karresa na ome lam de dole kanza number yekwe ser tongba ni temba mainje tongba ni ji tongte ngoyen ta tongba de semen ta tongba hi so ja cher songba ji
Majjhimaka approach is then a path which remedies these limited viewpoints. It teaches that emptiness has not been taught in order to literally do away with the individual or person. In actual fact, individuals or persons are empty of inherent existence by nature. That then relates to the first limited viewpoint. Then there is the second, which also then is empty of inherent existence by nature. So both these types of limited viewpoints relating to inherent existence and non-existence are empty by nature. both the viewpoint and its object are empty by nature.
Tina Omalam Gomba Kapsu Mopo, you are Barnzim, but Namdo, the May Barnzim, but Namdo. Then, there, Tini, you are Barnzim Bata, May Barnzim, but Namdo, and there, the two part that travel around the Nebrigat.
So, in terms of meditation practice, one then is to rest within a state of mind free from mental fabrications, such as these two limited viewpoints.
Heza than Hezi, Heza Hezi Nite Tanya Yang Hever Sava de Carre Panza Hever Sava, then Hever Sava and Panza was on the Panz and Zimbayona ten Tachigri, then Hever Seva was on the Nimbola Tedan Namdo Gina, ten Tachigri, Tinite, Tanamdo Songi.
Then there is the next pair of limited viewpoints. Now, in terms of that which is to be pacified, that is to say, that which is to be given up, if that is seen as real, then that's a conceptual state of mind which is limited. Also, if the remedy that pacifies whatever is to be pacified is regarded as real, then that is another conceptual state of mind which is limited.
Tai Heza de Hezi, Tiny Bote Pan, Nimbo Omelan, the Karazana, Nimbo Omelan, Panza Ran Yin Voison de Tate. Malala Namkin Jaking Tane Mutin Namkan the Sotix and the Oisong. They change him to Sim Namkan the Saba Nizam, he saw Osong Batao.
Namkan
Jikrajin.
Ah,
correct. Namke said Namka Jikraji. Namke Jikraji, no? Then Namka Satu. Then Nikajim.
So these conceptions then are remedied by practicing the Majjhimagga, where it is taught that what one gives up has no inherent existence. It is empty by nature, since what is to be given up is empty of inherent existence by nature, it follows that its remedy as well ultimately lacks inherent existence. Then there is a quotation from a sutra which illustrates what was just explained. The Buddha says to Kashyapa, one of his disciples, now if a person that was afraid of the sky cried and asked somebody to help him, saying, take away the sky, now what would you think then? How would you react to that? Kashyapa says to the Buddha, well, is it really possible to take away the sky?
Tandona Paza Tan Omelan de Paza Tan Yimbi Namdo Lendebe. Panza Namdo Yona Yang Samo Omelang Gwamba Kavza Panza Namdo Yang Kegre Nyimbi Namdo Yang Kegre Panza the Nyimbi Namdo Lendeba Tripa Mebangan Nego.
Now when one practices the profound path of the Majjhimagga tradition, one should rest in a state of mind free from conceptions of something to be given up and something that will remedy what is to be given up. Both these conceptions are obstructions since they prevent one from resting in a state free from mental fabrications.
ตาซาตังเทเลนจิกวะนี่เลยเตียงดงาจินจุนเนคัมดงาจิรังยินจินจะคัมซงคอวะลาตาซาเนตตอกปะตังคอวะลาตาซาตอเตนคอวะลาตรักปะนังโดยังทาเรคอวะลาตาซาตอกปะตาซาดันจิกซาตอกปะเตียทาเร Tele ni jekin trakwa yang thare.
Then there is the next pair of limited viewpoints. Now, if one regards samsara as something to be feared in that it is the source of suffering, then that's a concept which is limited. Also, to generate fear for samsara, to actually have fear of samsara, that in itself is again a limited concept.
Tene korwa te nantong yen me pa malam je nama daore. Nantong yen me malam tar dong korwa ngowi ma dobe se na. Tene trazer yo mare, tela trazer hina, kovala dembar hina benam doren tare.
Now, in fact, samsara or conditioned existence is the union of appearance and emptiness. It is like a dream, it has no essence or reality. If one, in spite of this, takes samsara as something truly existent, one then is involved in a conceptual state of mind which is referred to as limited, in that one regards samsara as something real that is to be feared. So that's a limited state of mind where one regards samsara as something to be feared.
Pena malam to me tsepata chui cherva namachana me tan chote trazar zemba yang tare me tan chota traza ka yomare nantong samre traza me tan chola ngo yomare traza mare tela trakwa nam to te yang trukare tena ge.
Now, if one dreams that one burns in a fire or is carried off by a flood of water, if in the dream one takes these events to truly exist, then both the fear and the flood are things that one fear. In actual fact, it only being a dream, both are essenceless, insubstantial and unreal. They have no actual existence, being the union of appearance and emptiness. So one should then understand that both the fire and the flood of water, as well as the related concepts, have no reality.
Ben Amalando Rorty Malam Tamba Yina Malam Homa Hiba Kapso, then Tanya so Tanya lay over it. Drote Trazer Hemba Latinte, Trazer Hemba Latinte, then it drove the truck with Namdo the Chigre.
Now, if one dreams of a poisonous snake and is not aware of that one is dreaming, then these two types of concepts would occur in the dream, namely, that one relates to the snake as something to be feared, In relation to that, there is then the concept itself, or the conceptual state of mind itself, where the snake that one dreams of is taken to be real, is seen as real, and therefore one fears it. So if there is no awareness of that one is merely dreaming, these two types of limited concepts will occur.
Dina Malanji Drola Trazar Kembatan Trazar Kemba Namdo Da Tela Trakba Namdo Ni Sinje Logo Lore Lo Trubare.
So
Namdo Trubare.
If the dream snake is seen as something to be feared in that one believes it to be real, that's a mistaken state of mind based on ignorance or confusion. So where both the object, in this case a snake, and conceptual mind then labels this snake to be something real and therefore to be feared, that conceptual process or that conceptual situation is then based on ignorance or confusion.
Tene mlan ngo hiba yina mlan je dro te la trazer hiba yo mare ko mlan yin be se na trazer hiba yo mare trazer hiba le mina trazer hiba me bal te de tene dro la tra ko na do yang ji ga mare tene tha ni je na po ji ga.
If one is aware of that one's meaning, then one won't take the snake to be a thing to be feared, and the concept of fear itself will not occur in relation to the dream.
Then I saw Corbus Simpson and Corbala truck, Tazar Hembatan, Tela truck with Namdo, the Denbari Tela truck with Namdo, the Torvachedo, then it ten yil and deba Omalam Gongo, Omalam the Nego.
So if one takes samsara to be something that one should fear, and the concept itself, which then generates fear of samsara, these concepts both then are based on ignorance or confused states of mind that are to be remedied by the Madhyamaka approach.
Tate da Ponzi Omelan, or song the tate Ben and the tate, Ramonki, Dani, Jinujin, Jizongi, Jitai, Tine, T. Jetra, the Kabob Dunjan, the Java, Java, taking the Hiso, Sombatavati, Rank and number Tokwe, Turpin, Korva, Korva, the Rank and Namdok Turbare, Korva Tang, Tela Trakwam.
Again, there is a quotation from the sutra where the Buddha has a conversation with Kashyapa about this.
Kashyapa the Kachemun.
So, the Buddha describes these two types of limited conceptions to Kashyapa as follows. The Buddha says to Kashyapa, think of an artist that himself draws and the Tibetan word is noting, it relates to a certain type of demonic demonic or obstructive forces. So the Buddha says, imagine an artist that draws a demon. Having drawn the demon, the artist himself becomes so afraid of it that he falls flat on his stomach and faints. Now, to regard samsara as something to be feared, and then actually have thoughts of fear of samsara is like that situation. It's like the artist who drew a demon and then became so afraid of his own creation that he fell flat on his stomach and fainted.
Rang nam to kam rang nam to gotrpa la yekin trapa te rang tipe remunde la rang tika te bana yere.
So this simile then points to that samsara is nothing but one's own conceptual creation, and thus it is no point in regarding it as something to fear or generate fear of it. One should understand the simile in this way and thus relinquish these two types of conceptions in the context of the Majjhima approach.
Ngama nam ke pe de karer se na nyen tu le tsam de temba re nyen tu le tsam de temba yin de pe na de yang nyen tu pe nyen tu nam ji chu na rang yin me ba tong ba ni khong do ma chui pe tong ba ni ma do ba wang de chu nam pa za am hik za tan tong ni pon zi dan hik zi ta bro sam hien tong ba ni ji chu nam hik par se ba tong do zong ne tong ni ji ta we chu tam ji hik ba tong do zong de Tongba ni la, Takwa nam, Tongba ni lanjik tajewa nam, Takwa te pom tondo, Namka sabar manu batar, Namka sarbar si manu batar do, Namka sar tokumare, Tongka de Namka re, Tongba ni chu tamje la, Tongi de chu tamje la, Chuni je chot de yeni, Jisu somar tembao, Tongi de ngobo hikzi mare, Chu tamje je nelog re. Nelo yinpa sen na tene, sab sarya yomare. Chu tamji, yini jisu sumar tenpa.
There is the first simile where there was a person crying, being afraid of the sky, asking someone to help to remove the sky. Well, that simile then relates to the Shravakas and their attitude towards emptiness, which is a mistaken understanding. The Shravakas have not comprehended that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence by nature. They regard phenomena as real entities that are to be literally abandoned or given up, and emptiness is that which provides the possibility for giving up these real phenomena. So in their minds, then emptiness is something which is regarded as that which, so to speak, literally destroys or does away with phenomena, almost physically. Thus they develop fear of emptiness. That's then that situation where they fear emptiness, conceiving of it as something which literally, almost physically, does away with phenomena, is then comparable to this person in the simile asking someone for help to remove the sky out of fear for the sky. In actual fact, one obviously can't remove the sky. It's just empty space. It's the empty aspect itself, that is emptiness. It is empty by nature, and one can't remove the sky, being merely empty space. So the Shravakas have misunderstood emptiness in that they have not seen or comprehended that in fact it is inherently present within all phenomena as their nature. Phenomena and emptiness are not two separate real entities.
Pesama remon kenji pitan batene rang tripe day zo lenje hinta an kabab den jerbe pete karal temba sanjog samba nam korba yune du yokpala majo war sa se de temba.
Then there is the second simile where there was an artist drawing a demon which he became afraid of and fainted. Now that then relates to Bodhisattva, and the Buddha gave this simile pointing to that one should not fear having to remain in samsara throughout extremely long periods of time where one then accomplishes the benefit of beings.
Karan sena tikpa chenpo lam ne sanje je komba dupa la tene karpa trame som tang doyen tang trame som cha chabdoyen la sopa la semchen je ton dup kaba che te sanje je komba dup gora ha chan juyen rambo re juyen rambo te la sanje sempa nam tra na tene tikpa chenpo lam nyam su lang toko mare te dokpa trakpa te paam che to tene
so from becoming a bodhisattva and up to attaining Buddhahood is then that will take a very long period of time. It has been said that traditionally it would take the bodhisattva, depending on the individual, either 3, 7, or 37 great aeons. So the Buddha then gave this simile through which he points to that one should not be disheartened and fear having to remain in samsara for a long period of time, since it is quite difficult to actualize Buddhahood. It does take a very long time.
Sanje jate sanje la karpa tram tram me basom la sopala senje je ton da kavache gonanga kol donga la tragen do kavache to samdo sanje le chuna de sanje ke te sungu yo chu tam je kol van de rang ka nam do gtur pe ton zo re traya ka yo mar tra go mar
so
rang ka nam do ntru pa malam ta o tundu song sig tundu sung re
So when the Buddha gave this
simile,
it is possible that someone was present that would have said to the Buddha, well, I don't think I can possibly attempt to accomplish the benefit of beings for three great aeons. It's beyond it's beyond me. The Buddha then probably gave this simile where he pointed out that in fact samsara is nothing to fear, it's nothing but one's own conceptual creation. Therefore, there is no need to fear samsara or fear having to go through difficulties and hardships for long periods of time in order to accomplish the benefit of beings and attain Buddhahood.
Taking the Tamalan to Jikachin Jamalam Tana, Malang Moshina, Malanjan Navate, Rankan Namdo Kuturba Nando Yemi Samjere, Tinitaya Kaya Yomarama.
It's similar to dreaming of something that produces fear. If one is aware of that it's only a dream, then one will not fear whatever is encountered in the dream. So, similarly, there is no need to fear samsara once one has recognized or realized that it's merely one's own conceptual creation, and thus one need not fear samsara.
Taro sanju simba sanju simba mela ngon hiba yina sanju simba pakpanda wo yina tene tanda sanju simba mela ngon hiba yina ten sanju ji khen kamla drova ta lama jarva ta chu hiwa ta tene tanda gom japa la soba mela ngon hiba tene zoto gure.
Now a bodhisattva that in his dream is aware of that he's dreaming, has the capacity to travel to different Buddha fields where he will meet with teachers, receive teachings, practice meditation, and so on.
This is the first time that we have to do this. 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 We have to do this.
So one should recognize that samsara or conditioned existence is merely a conceptual creation that has no reality. It having no reality, it's nothing but a form empty of inherent existence. One then practices the teachings within this situation where there is understanding of the nature of samsara, and thus one removes obscurations that prevent one from attaining
Buddhahood.
So if one remains within the understanding of that samsara or conditioned existence is illusion-like and dream-like, that in itself is a practice related to the post-meditative phase.
Tene tanda jata nyikhyabha kapsa masa leka mangbo namin chenpo trucha mangbo yabha kapri di kapsa tene
So, in the 20th century, where, as we all know, there are many distractions in relation to that there is a great scientific approach and so on, this sort of practice is very important, this practice where one remains within the, or rests within the understanding of the illusion-like and dream-like nature of things.
Then, Dronchir Chenpo la leka sepa kapso, Dronchir Chenpo nama teta tamche Juma Malam Tabar sam, Juma Malam Tabar hi, Juma Malam Tabar yangni yangto sam na, then Tekpa Chenpo lo la, te jitop je gomre nyamne re.
So, this is a practice namely to again and again contemplate the illusion-like and dream-like nature of things. Now, this can be done as one lives in a city and works every day. One should then apply this sort of contemplation which relates to the post-meditative phase.
Tenen ta yeba de zonwa tang zimba tare. Zonwa ta de karasana zong tang zim. Zugda teru reza nam wangbo ke zonza yeba zimba ta jigri. Mekso wangbo nga ta nam hi nam zonwa ten zinzi yeba zimba tokwa yang ta nyibare.
Then there is the next pair of conceptions relating to perceived and perceived. So to take the five sense objects, forms and so on, to exist as real objects is one limited viewpoint or conception, and to regard the five sense faculties as well as the five sense consciousnesses as real perceivers, real subjects, again is a limited conception or viewpoint.
Pati ni ponzi omelane, oisong de date. Pen Juma sepe mahike, Juma sepa puhiki, Juma sepa, Juma sete, Juma zogzute, Juma turbati, Juma sepa ni suba yendo, Rank Juma, Juma titrone, Juma ta titrone, ta take a rank servant to crash on a year. Yendo hiso, songte. Zungzin is a nangyang. Tade the mete, Namrek tan the drobla. Zungzin is a nangyang, you should drop a yomare. Zungzin is a nam at the rank and nando buzzavare. Is drop a yomare. Then you take madam the chickicha madrope, tona zungzin to madropa petitinto. Zoma madrona, Zimba togomara, Zimba madrona, Zoma togomara, Tunitova. Don't do Zungzini madropa temper.
Again, there's an quotation from the sutra where the Buddha and Kashyapa continue to discuss. Now, the Buddha says to Kashyapa, well, he gives the following simile, which then relates to this pair of limited conceptions. He says, imagine there is a magician that conjures up, for example, a tiger, and then the tiger eats the magician. To regard perceived and perceiver as two real and separate entities is like that.
Yeah, but what? Yanda nida.
Even though perceived and perceiver appear to exist as two separate things, in actual fact, both are merely mind. Both are manifestations of mind. So, in actual fact, there is no separation between the two. Perceived objects do not exist inherently. Therefore, perceiving subjects cannot possibly exist inherently, since they are mutually dependent. One cannot exist without the other. Therefore, they cannot possibly be two separate entities. In actual fact, this duality has no reality.
Ta namto ta ngapati namto ngapati yanda ni ta lokpa ni kibe tembare teyang Sami yehi le yang takwa nye tu tokwa ta. Sakpa mepe yehi, nambar mato pe yehi te yang takwa nye tu khenpa ta. Te yang takwa re, cho tu chupa re, sana te yang takwa re. Sakye, sakpa ta chepa, nyumongpa ta chepa, la lokwa nye tu tokwa. Te lokwa re, dukya re, sana te yang takwa re.
Then there is the next pair. Now to regard undefined wisdom as something perfect. Now, undefined wisdom, being non-conceptual wisdom, is one limited viewpoint, and to regard that which is defined, or that which carries definements, such as conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, is another limited viewpoint.
Tini Ponzi Omelan, Wisong, Yang Wisong, Datate, been a hing long to a valley main young day. So much had the hing day in the square seven yend he saw song. Song day. Jetter may run ye may be hing the main young. May run ye may be hing the main song, main young. Jetter. May run ye may be hing parpa the may run ye may. May run ye may be hing the main song, main song. Tangbo hing day, may marry in a main jungle. T. May t. This is the may song at t. Hing tiny. Tiny sequa hindo. Young takwa mimbam, sakwa dan jeba, jolamre. Jolange nekam na yeba, so so tokwa, hing table. Jolange nekam to so so tokwa te. Namdo than devare, namdore. Tele. A hing tab tele, young takwa te carrasana. Samin pakbu yi. Pakbu hirap de me, jona. Pabi hirap de me, de so so tokwa ni. Sequara. Sequatara, jequara se bate dane. Tene joma, joma tava inche. Yanda da loqua hi. Risa mache de rangan ovi madopatin. Oye. Me, John, me, 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 son, me, también, no, no,
no, again, the Buddha gives the simile.
Then, do you long, like, Kanga, John, as in a chapter?
To Kashyapa, in order to illustrate what was just mentioned. Now, the Buddha says to Kashyapa, if one the midi lungi clipper
longer than
really
longer than the longer than I said over. May Hinka here longer to other than on the King Lamber. Kingdom that the longer Yaka Yon, the Darnum, the member. Mokoma, Dana member. Ready?
The dinner is in a beginning.
Longer that sent up on San Diego, longer that sent.
Now,
Bagata said the Hina Chamboni, Kingdom Yakatos, long, he hooked Chambo Yon, the King Ningbat, Darnum, the member.
If there is a storm in a forest and branches then rub against one another, that may produce a fire. So, and as soon as there is a fire, if one has then two branches that produce that fire, they will be consumed by the fire itself. So the wood that produced the fire is then consumed by the fire. Now the two limited viewpoints mentioned are then like this. The Buddha says to Kashyapa, from the wood, which in fact is not of the nature of fire, fire arises or is produced. That fire itself then, as was said, consumes what produced it, namely the wood. During the path of junction, one is still involved in conceptual states of mind where there is inferential knowledge of emptiness, and so on, since one's knowledge is inferential, it's still conceptual, and thus this knowledge involves defiled states of mind or imperfect states of mind, there still being the presence of subtle conceptual states of mind. These subtle conceptual states of mind are like the wood, which once one has passed beyond the path of junction, are consumed by the fire of knowledge of noble or superior beings, this knowledge being perfect, not at all defined by conceptual states of mind. So the fire of such knowledge, which is not contaminated by conceptual states of mind, then consumes knowledge which is contaminated by conceptual states of mind. One should then understand that these two, conceptual knowledge and non-conceptual knowledge, are interdependent and thus illusion-like. Understanding this, one will then not fall into limited states of mind where one regards that which is perfect and that which is imperfect as truly existent.
Seda mein de kar rahe se na nyembo yi hi je paas nyembo se par zemba te dondok tok par meze par zemba te kondep ji tok par
then there is the next pair
ta duya
which involves then regarding wisdom which functions as a remedy to have inherent existence or to regard wisdom
ne kanga la ma nyembo yiki je panza पांच नियम बो सेम पे सेम पर नियम बा ढोंढो के तो परे मज़े बन जाए ना कौन से चीज़ तो बोलेगा तब ये चक कहाँ करता
है
देखेंगे मंगल वाला
then being that one regards wisdom not to have the capacity to relinquish whatever is to be relinquished and that lack of function as a remedy is regarded to exist inherently. These two then are then the next pair of limited.
The junse kare sena panza te panza yang takpar panza lang o me be sena nyimbo yiki ji yang takpar pans nyimbo sepan zena te rondo jetaware. Kare panza yang takpar madobre panza yang takpar madobre sena Nimbu yiki ji yang tapa panzi nimbu sepan zena, then it yang tapa panzi nimbu zoya yomare, de dondo jitawa.
Now, that which is to be given up has no inherent existence. Thus, wisdom, which has the function of remedying whatever then is to be remedied, as well has no inherent existence. Therefore, to regard wisdom which has the function of remedying whatever is to be remedied as having inherent existence is a limited viewpoint in that one attributes existence to that which one attributes inherent existence to that which does not have such existence.
Nimbo yiki japanza pong, nimbo maziban zene yang, yang tapar maziban zene yang, te concept jito kore. Nimbo yiki japanza, panza pong, nimbo maziban zene.
Now if one...
Tanyi zandu zene digere, tanyi zandu, panza pong, nimbo zegere, te maziban zene concept jita kore.
Then to believe that wisdom cannot even on a relative level remedy that which is to be remedied in that one denies its existence altogether is another limited concept or viewpoint in that one at that stage denies even relative or conventional existence of, in this case, wisdom and its function, which is to remedy or remove that which is to be given up.
De caso pete ching mangbo do tanda marme memba sa pel te bare pete bare marme memba sa va te marme ta memba ni te ne yang sa va mare ma te ne yang sa va mare te Tanyi tsamdo tini sarvayara. Marmi ta tese, tepa ta kwa amako. Nyambo yo marmi ta, sase marmi ta, sasa mamba ni nyambo, nyambo yang chika mara. Te na yang chika mara, ma te na yang chika mara te, tanyi tsamdo sarvayara.
Nyamdo?
Rira, nyamdo.
Tanyi
tu, sanvay chala chikira.
Now, there is a simile given in order to illustrate what was just said. Ultimately, now if one considers darkness and a candle flame, which then illuminates the surroundings and thus dispels the darkness, ultimately these two, darkness and the flame do not occur simultaneously. The nyamdu chungiyomare, sanse dan sansa. Though on a relative or conventional level, one speaks of a flame dispelling darkness, and there is that experience of that a candle flame dispels darkness, though ultimately, or in actual fact, these two do not occur simultaneously.
Jeva me the nyambatu. That song dumbate, jeva me bat nyambat zimbat. New moon batte tap jeva, nyeba jimbo nyebe, new moon tap jeva. Driba teta panka can tap jeva nimbo yiki, jule jeva coca, my own yana, then it jeva maple jibber. Jeva maple jibber, tanya banjibber, tanda. Pansa the nimbo ni. Take Kanga kicking me. Jeva me the nyambatu. Numung te top timbore, nimbo ikite, julitia, you maresana, jeva me banzimatare. Nimbo dang, panzani, join the nyam the join and wooden over the sun, and yambanzimare.
Then there is the next pair.